This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China is announcing more military drills around Taiwan as Taiwan's president met with more U.S. lawmakers this morning. It's another sign of support for Taiwan among American lawmakers. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The American Institute in Taiwan says a five-member delegation, led by Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, is in Taiwan to meet senior leaders and to discuss U.S.-Taiwan relations, regional security, trade, investment, and other issues. The American Institute in Taiwan represents the U.S. government, which does not have official ties with Taiwan. China claims self-ruled Taiwan is a territory and objects to it having any official contact with foreign governments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's the first public comment from Iran about the attack that wounded author Salman Rushdie in western New York on Friday. Tehran is denying it was involved, but this morning a spokesman says no one deserves blame except for Salman Rushdie himself and his supporters. Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses, brought death threats. The actor Anne Heche was peacefully taken off life support, says a spokeswoman, and has died now. She was 53. She suffered a brain injury after her car crashed into a home August 5th in Los Angeles. In 2006, Anne Heche talked to reporters about the turmoil in her life.
You know, I stumbled through and made so many mistakes. I'm pretty good with where I am. I think I am a person who takes a lesson from hopefully everyone I meet.
Lawyers for American basketball star Brittany Griner have filed an appeal against her 9-year Russian prison sentence for drug possession. That's according to Russian news agencies this morning. A majority of Americans believe climate change is happening, says a new AP poll. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder has more now on the AP climate change poll.
A new poll says many Americans don't think that what they do every day affects climate change. The poll taken in June by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research says Americans are less concerned about how climate change might impact them personally than they were 3 years ago. They're also less concerned about how their personal choices affect the climate, like Indiana banker Desmond Adel.
We have economic problems. We have social inequality problems. I definitely think those are a higher priority.
Roughly two-thirds of Americans who answered the poll say the federal government, developed countries abroad, and corporations and industries have a large responsibility to address climate change. Donna Warder, Washington.
New York will no longer let family and friends send inmates care packages from home. It's part of an effort to keep illegal drugs out of state prisons, drugs and other contraband. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.